You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hi, it's Chad of the Wild.
Good bloofy doofs.
In our last episode, we met a prince. Prince Tricky. Which I just, you know, it's such a weird name outside of the fact that our companions are Trippy, Peppy, Pepper, Flicky.
Yeah. Now, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I will make the case that Falco has killed Fox and is wearing a Fox outfit because Fox is he is so mean in this scene. He is such a very sarcastic, just jerk. I'm just like, oh, hi, here's Falco. Here he is.
Well, we just didn't know that this was how Fox was this whole time.
But
we always played as
not,
Fox and he was always just taking orders.
Yeah, but like in the other games, he's just like, even in Star Fox 64, he's very much like the leader and Leonardo and boring. And he's kind of a jerk here.
Yeah, but that's how they set it up, right? He starts off where he's just like whining about being here. He's like, I'm only here for the money. And then over time, he falls in love with the people around here and becomes one of the tribes.
Oh,
and,
God.
You know, it's basically... Yeah, it just turns into Pocahontas.
Dances with wolves.
Or Avatar.
Avatar.
Or Dances with Wolves.
You know.
Dances
all of
with
it.
Earthwalkers.
Here it is.
But we have been sent on a task to help the queen by getting her some of those yummy white grub tub funguses. Fungi. Sorry. And now we have Tricky back with us, and we're let loose once again. Now, I don't know about you guys, I did go tread back as far as I could and, like, dug up everything that I could, just trying to find all the little things.
Yeah. No, I did a sweep back around. Like, I didn't go everywhere because I don't remember which doors lead to which regions. But, yeah, I tried to do a sweep of stuff, yes.
Using Tricky, we can gain access to this big well. This like dried up well thing that's like it just looked like some stone formation to us from the outside. But if we go down in there, we can crawl down and we can see that it's a dried out well. And as we go through there, we eventually come across, well, I guess first we got to mention we do get a new move here, and that lets us charge up our staff and stick it into a hole and then use it as sort of a jet pack to blast off onto a ledge above it.
This
is another thing that it should be completely context sensitive. It's ridiculous that we have to cycle through this thing because there's only one place for us to interact with this. If this was something that we could do freely, it would make more sense. But the fact that we have to go to this one spot, then select the thing to stick our staff into the hole just to charge it up. It's just like, this is too many steps. Yeah, but again, there's parts of this game that don't do that. Like, it's not like we have to go and select talk to dinosaur, like, out of our menu whenever we talk to a dinosaur. We just press the button.
Yeah, but if you have a menu open, it will try to use the stick on dinosaur. So you have to close the menu so you use Fox on dinosaur. See?
Use
it's very
Fox
simple.
Fox on dinosaur.
It's very simple.
yeah, I had already... bought a Firefly earlier too, like before we could afford all that stuff, and I was like, I wonder what this thing's gonna be used for and why did I waste my money on this.
Yeah, I stayed away from it, but I also didn't see the lantern. I bought a ton of stuff from this guy and missed the lantern. I saw the ball. Was like, I don't know. I'm just about maybe.
It said something about if you play with Tricky long enough, something special will happen.
Yeah, but it also says something special will happen if I buy 9 of those cheat coins. So
yeah,
who knows?
But when we go down here, eventually we do open up a spot where there's this other dinosaur that he's laying down and he's just sort of like, you don't have a lantern with you. You're just as crazy as I am.
No. It's almost like a non sequitur, though. He's like, I've been down here for 50 years. And then he starts yelling at you for something completely different. I didn't realize he was telling me to go get a lantern or that he was sitting on top of a door.
Yeah, it really did not make sense.
I was just like, this guy is crazy. Because he ends, too. He's like, you know, you want to go down there in the dark? You'll be as crazy as I am. And you know, does this, like, cackle or something? I don't know.
But, yeah, it doesn't. You don't get prompt with anything. It'd be great if Fox just said something in return. Just be like, okay, maybe I can go get a firefly lantern from that shop. But
does he mention
Fox
the
just
shop?
Doesn't say anything.
Does the crazy guy mention the shop? I feel like he might mention the shop.
Maybe.
I was like, I'm wondering if he's getting kickbacks from Floaty McFloaterson back there.
Use my affiliate code!
Yeah, I'm an Amazon affiliate!
This is absolutely just a tourist trap. They saw the ship coming, and they were like, all right, everybody get in their places. Let's go ahead and hide him over here. He's going to collect all these scarabs. Okay, and this it's going to work out this way.
I guess,
Baphom Dads. That's too ridiculous.
Do I need Baphom? Do I need a Baphom Dad bags? Is this a requirement?
Of course you do. You gotta. How are you gonna save us without all the Baphom Dads?
But I only have 10 scarabs.
Tell you what. I like
it. It's like everybody's like, dude, run, I don't know, Apocalypse War B. And everybody get in place.
Anyway, we go and we get the lantern. We go back to here and he's just like, oh, I see you got a lantern. Okay, I'll move out of the way now. And then we can go down into this one little spot that it's, I don't know. It's this isolated area that it'll be just pitch black in certain places. Mm-hmm. You can still run through there, mm-hmm. and you can still even see the white grub tub fungi that are around here.
Oh,
you're not going to fall in any pits.
Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
You're not going to fall in any pits or anything like that. But if you use the firefly, you get like 30 seconds of light coming off of them. And it's real. Yeah, I mean, it is. Maybe even 30 seconds. It feels short.
When it runs out, it is stressful because it's just like bang, 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 bang. Although, because of this entire series of events that I was required to do to get this lantern and come down here, I tried to do all of this without using a single firefly. Almost got there. I missed one little thing that I found when I used a firefly. Yeah, the C button will pop up if you run over the spot.
You can use the light of the C button to guide your way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a small hitbox, but if you run around enough, you'll find it.
So, we go do that. We run around, we collect the 6 or 7 white grub tubs.
Six.
Is a 6. Whenever we get it, we get in a little quick jingle.
That
tells
was
us
nice.
Come back up. Yeah, to let you know where I'm just like, okay, wait, did I get them all? Do I have enough? And just it's like, no, you're good. Get out of here. There's nothing else left for us here. Even as we go up another level, we come out of this area into the drained well, and there's still just like nothing else for us here. I'm just gonna leave here and never come back.
I assume. You know, it was, you know, drop you down, find 6 things, do it however you want. You don't even really need to use the thing that we made you get to come down here to use. Right. And just get them in any order you want. Yeah, no, that totally melts my butter. Yeah, I'm down for that.
We take this back to the queen. She can sit up a little more now, and she can talk more to us now.
I went up and talked to her, though. Did I used Fox on her first, and Tricky was just like, Fox, what are you doing? Shove those in my mom's mouth. Like, not quite those words, but like I thought I was like, I will use these now, and all I did was talk to her.
I was like, I'll walk up close and a cutscene will start. No, nope. Along with this, she gives us a key, and that lets us open a gate.
Now, she's immediately better, by the way. Just stands up. I'm high.
Well, no, I mean, she lifts her head up. Like, she still barely gets up. But anyway, she gives us a key, and we're told that we need to go back to one of these ice areas. This is where I immediately went back to the warp stone and was like, okay, so there must have been something I missed back here. Completely forgetting that the gate that we opened that came back to the hollow, you could just go back around that
water gate.
That's what they wanted you to do. Yes, with the water gate, with our guard, all that stuff. That's what they wanted you to do. So I wasted my time doing that first.
I wasted my time running down the other tunnel on the other side of Thorntail Hollow,
yes,
which looks suspiciously similar.
And Slippy kept saying, check Peppy's map. And I'm just like, I don't know how to read this map. Like, I just can't figure out. Like, yes, I see the icon there. I can't tell how I'm supposed to get there. I don't have a compass.
No.
I could not figure this out. It was so annoying. We do need to mention, too, that the queen was just like, go and take my son with you. And we were just like, I don't think that's
no,
a good idea.
I'm a pass.
And she was just like, he did his sidekick TM moves, didn't he? Isn't he great?
Gonna pass. This game, a lot of this game is just me going, okay. Like, anytime someone tells me something, it's not like too outlandish. It's funny. It's weird. Whatever. But usually I'm just more confused. I'm like, I don't know what that means, or I don't know what I'm doing, or I don't know why you would say that. Oh,
right. Well, when she goes and says, go to this region, it's like even in that world, we don't necessarily know where that is. Like, it's not like they said, go north, go south, go east, go west. Like, they didn't say anything like that. They just said, gave us some name of a place.
Mm-hmm.
And then
with snow in it.
Use this key here. Yeah. And there's a couple places with snow. So I went to a couple different places and kept looking at the map and then talked to Slippy, and Slippy was like, check out the map. And I'm just like, this isn't working for me, man.
No, eventually I ran into the right door and was like, aha, I remember this now. It was the water thing that I was just doing that I didn't like. Did you find the little spot that you can shoot there's like a little hidden platform at the where the, you know, the U of the,
yes,
the water is. Yeah.
And there's just some more R wing power. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. When I finally had to get into my R wing, I had plenty. So I don't know how many I actually needed. It just said, you have enough. And I was like, okay, cool. That's fortunate. This is Snowhorn Wastes. This is where we were earlier. But you get the name that pops up whenever you go into a region for a second. So that's why, and again, this is one of three snowy places that I've seen so far. So when they said snow, I was like, I don't remember which one that was.
Somewhere along the chain of snow levels, I was in a snow place that they want me to be in.
Right. We go through here. We use our key. It gets us to a new area. Eventually we find a snout sticking out of the ice. If we go up and talk to it, we see that it is the Stone Keeper, I believe is the title.
I don't believe he announces that he's a special guy.
We were told that we needed to find this person.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess we didn't know that at that moment.
He doesn't say his name really to us.
And how he tells us in order to get him out of this ice, he needs some frost weeds. Been there, man. Mm-hmm. And he, as soon as he says that, a bunch of the dinosaurs, the bad guys, start running out here. And I fought quite a few before I realized, oh, this, they're just going to keep coming forever.
They immediately get
What replaced. Do I need to do? He even says that maybe the little prince can help you or something like that.
That.
Tricky doesn't help at all. Tricky
what
doesn't
was
Tricky
the deal
just stands
with that?
There.
You can tell him to find. You can tell him to do his thing activity, which one of them got there while I was I was like, do your thing. I'll fight these guys. Once I finally figured out what I was supposed to be doing, which the camera does pan and look at the tree. I didn't realize that meant I had to do something with that was the tree he was talking about. Or then I got into a fight and it was like, okay, I'll kill all these guys. And I forgot about the tree. And so I had no clue.
Right. Well, because you heard them towards him. Like, if you walk towards it, they will move like a sheep, just like trying to avoid you. Like, so you can walk near them to guide them the opposite direction.
Yeah.
And he'll suck them up. You really only need to get three to him.
Yes.
He'll bust out of the ice when that happens. And then the sharp claws will just be like, all right, I didn't sign up for this. I'm going to go back to my little cave, which you can then see a swarm of them just hanging out in that cave forever, I assume. They don't do anything. You can't go into that cave. But if you get your camera just right, you can see like five or six just sitting in there.
There's an armored mammoth on the loose. Gurundate.
All right. So, welcome, everyone. BC has joined us for this episode. Glad to see you here. You definitely weren't not recording the first half of this episode.
I definitely didn't. Didn't drop the ball on this one, y'all.
So to catch BC up, this is a game called Star Fox.
No, not that one.
No,
let's start from the beginning. So on the Super Nintendo, the Super FX chip could do amazing things.
Well, let's go even back further. So on the Game Boy, they were trying to put 3D visual. Oh, all right.
Well, I mean, if we're really going to talk about this, we have to start from the beginning. So to understand semiconductors, at the basis, they're just fancy switches.
So foxes
is defined as
evolved from
anyway.
They're from yeah.
So we had some technical issues and BC is joining us, on the recording now. he was very frustrated with this part that we just came through.
Yeah.
Otherwise having a great time, right, BC?
You know, I, for as wild as this game is, I am actually having a pretty decent time. I think I just went in with such low expectations. And I think the thing is, this game is, you can't take it seriously at all. and that's part of the fun. And
why would you?
You can't, and from that lens, it's not that bad. And I think the where this game succeeds is its brevity, even in small portions. It has you do annoying stuff, but it doesn't last that long. So if you're doing something dumb, or like a mechanic seems kind of weird, you only have to mess with it for like 2 minutes and then it's good. So,
yeah.
It seems to have a more of an attention span than Conker's Bad Fur Day does. But yeah, there's still a little bit of a, I don't know how I got into a Colosseum fighting dinosaurs, but it all made sense at the time leading up to it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we helped out Gurundate. And he explained to us that he is the stone keeper, that his whole job is to protect these magical stones that hold the planet together. But then when General Scales showed up, his daughter sold them out. And he basically goes on about how he's just like, she betrayed all of us. I have no daughter.
I mean, in his words,
she brought shame to our clan.
He's real mad about it. And like, But when he describes what happened, it's like, oh, she stepped in to save the clan, even though nobody died. But they all
got enslaved.
She didn't
sacrifice herself, so I'm ashamed of her.
Yeah.
Well, it was like, hey, I didn't want to endanger the entire planet, so I said no. And then my daughter opened the gate, and then he enslaved us anyway. So...
But he goes and says, okay, well, I can get you into the area that you need to go to find the stone. Don't worry about saving my daughter. She might be there, but I'm not talking to her anyway.
that was the part that I was like, okay, I understand that you're like upset with her, but like if you see her, you know, just let her know I said hi.
He shoots out some magic into the sky. And then here's the other thing that threw me off. If you, there's an icon that appears on the screen afterwards. It's the circle. It's the start button of the GameCube. If you press that, you get an alert that says, take Tricky back to his mom. Don't take Tricky back to his mom. You don't have to do that. That's not because if you do that, the queen just says, protect my boy. And that's all she says. And, like, I was so confused. I went back and forth multiple times. This is where this little water section, the water gate, really annoyed me. Because I was just like, I have to go back. I went back through there three times.
I hit start. I'm just trying to figure out. I'm like,
it says that. Like, and the thing is, if you look at the hints, it will say, take Tricky back to his mom. No point does it say, get in your R-wing and fly to the next area.
Really? Because I knew that I needed to fly to the thing.
Oh, well, because Tricky's mom told... Right, okay.
I mean, he shot the thing into the sky. So I assumed, yes, the thing that I'm going to need to do will be in the sky. But the hints in the game said, take Tricky back to his mom. And I don't understand why it said that.
We're having very different hint experiences with this game. Because, like, I am having...
Honestly, here's the thing. So, a little behind the scenes. BC, you are playing version 1.1. I'm playing version 1.0. And I think there may actually be something to that. I believe the 1.1 is the player's choice version. And I believe there may actually be some differences there. I can look that up.
My case, if my case is to be believed, I am playing a player's choice version. But that's hilarious if that's the case.
At first glance, I'm not seeing anyone talking about these, but there is a 1.0 and a 1.1 version. There are two different versions of this game. Maybe, and again, this game is not talked about. This game is not well documented. This game, like, people are not obsessed with this game like they are so many others. And so I just wouldn't be surprised if people really
didn't.
Star
Fox game, but yes.
Yeah, it's like, you know, that might have something to do with it, right? That there may actually be some differences in the text on this, but who knows? Typically, it's just like a glitch. If, like, something was actually broken, they go in and fix that.
I mean, I had a bad time in whatever game it was that we were playing way back, where it was just like, yeah, that shop won't sell to me, but I don't know why.
But anyway, we can get in our R-Wing, and we can fly to the dungeon. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we will be in our very first dungeon!
Hooray!
We are back. We are ready to go into the first dungeon in the Dark Ice Mines. Before we can do that, we got to play a Star Fox level.
Kind
Fly
of.
Fly through the rings, Fox.
Sort of.
Yeah, all we do, we just got to fly through three gold rings and survive the onslaught of asteroids and alien things that are hanging out up there.
And not target anything.
No, we still don't have the target. Well, again, I don't know if we ever will. You can get a laser upgrade in one of those.
Yeah, yeah,
item
you
boxes,
can get double lasers. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't think there's hyper lasers, but can't target anything.
Yeah, I don't know how this feels worse than an N64 game. for these sections.
I don't know how this feels worse than Star Fox Assault.
Because it's not the game. It's like it's not this isn't the game they were making, and then they got forced to make it a Star Fox game.
This is sad.
And they were like, all right, let's see. We can't just copy and paste the Star Fox 64 onto here. Okay, well, we'll try to do our best to make what a Star Fox game is in the engine that we have right now. And here we go.
Yeah, don't worry. A lot of my criticisms for like how shallow some of this is, or how just kind of like, well, that's it. We did it. And let's move on to the next thing. Some of this is. It is not. I'm not criticizing Rare at all. I'm criticizing the fact this game came out. I'm certain that they were like, you need to get this out as fast as possible. Because it's Nintendo first party GameCube game. So they were rushed to get it out as fast as they possibly could. It was
an old game that got delayed out of a console generation.
Yeah.
And then they had to basically just be like, all right, we got to do what we can to up-res all this stuff and redo these models to make it look like a GameCube game or like all that. But in general, the gameplay itself was still very simple and it just did not have a lot of depth to it as much as they could have had in a game of this generation. But this was a game that was announced at the launch of the GameCube, but didn't come out until like a year after the GameCube came out, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like September 02.
Yeah, so it got announced alongside Luigi's Mansion. I mean, we were watching a video about them talking about these things and a lot of the announcements. It was announced alongside Pikmin and Smash Brothers Melee and
we
all
saw
of that. But
this game coming out after a year after Devil May Cry. This game also came out after Kingdom Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what? That seems odd to me.
So let's see.
Huh.
I'm pretty sure the release date. Yep. March 28th, 2002 for the PlayStation 2 Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is, you know, just a mash A system. It is nothing more than that. Don't think about it. Just
and to
use
be
your
fair,
sword,
they
Link.
Had Disney money, but still.
Yeah, I mean, well, and again, this game was made by people who were not like veterans at Rare. This was made by testers at Rare. These were made by people that like had been working on like the Game Boy games and stuff like that. These were not people that this was not the team that made the Banjo-Kazooie games. This was not the team that made, trying to think like you said, Conker. This wasn't the Conker team. This was a
I don't know
third
that.
Or fourth team.
I haven't looked up the Conker team.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
But. So, you know, it's Rare. Yes, it's a first party Nintendo game, but this was one done by people that had not been, this was done by people that just didn't have that kind of experience, right? Anyway, let's get back to talk about the game. Like there's criticisms about the game for sure, but we've been playing the game. That's what we're here to talk about. We are at the Dark Ice Mines here to save the Snowhorn tribe from General Scales. And after we fly through those rings, we land there. Now, immediately, we're in the Dark Ice Mines, and it's surrounded by lava. And I was just like, you know, they've got another name. That's not ice. Like, no, it's not ice. It's dark ice. It's evil ice. It's lava. It's the opposite of ice.
Is that what was going on? Okay.
I don't know. How much ice did you guys see in this?
In the mines themselves?
Yes.
Yeah. None in the mines.
Like, we get to an entrance where it is still, like, snowy and all of that at the top.
Yeah, when we land.
There's one room like a village. That I can remember where you do have to melt ice in the mines, which doesn't make any sense because it's right next to lava. But
yeah.
Right. That's true.
But we landed like a village in like above ground area.
No, we land what looks like inside a volcano. And then we make our way out of that, and eventually we see the like village up above there.
Okay.
I went into here and I was saying, oh, we got a dungeon here and all that. It doesn't feel like a Zelda dungeon, right? It's not like, it's like we just flew to a different region, mm-hmm. kind of, right? This felt very similar to what we saw before, just a lot more linear this time. We don't have a hub mm-hmm. like before. It's not like we're inside a place that interconnects with each other. It's all very linear. There's no even like hint that, oh, things might be open later on these. No, it is straightforward. It's not even trying to create an illusion of us circling back around.
That's the thing, is that it's not hidden well. Whereas like Al Newman knows how to, like, you don't, it's harder to see it, you know, it gives you the illusion that you're twisting around a space and doing all this stuff.
Right.
So yeah. It's not hidden as well.
But we do, some things we come across for the first time here, we do find little treasure chests, which it's funny at first, but now it's annoying, where we have two cutscenes for these now. There's opening up the treasure chest, then there's Fox being so happy about finding an item, back to back, every single time on these.
Every time. You can't combo them. You can't just have one. Because, and then sometimes it will, okay, it happened once where I opened the chest and got the item info dump that it gives you, and then got the, oh, I'm really happy about the item.
Yep.
Where usually it just pops it open, and then he gets happy, and then it gave me the info dump. So I was like, what is going on? What's happening?
So yeah, we wander around here, and at some point we do help out this, or we find this one mammoth. And when he talks to us, he was just like, "Oh, I see the young prince hasn't learned his flame breath yet." And then he, like, Tricky just looks kind of shy.
Yeah.
And then he just goes, "Hey, do your flame breath," and then he spits out fire, and like, "Okay, now you got it." There
tonight on a very special episode of Star Fox. Like we have
Tricky
this awkward
his flame breath.
A young Triceratops gets his flames.
He learns about the avies and the flying arthropods.
By the way, I looked it up and I figured out what Tricky's ball does, and it makes him change colors.
Okay, yes.
Cool.
As soon as I started saying that, I was like, I remember reading this in a Nintendo Power. Where I was like, if you play with him enough, he changes color.
And he changes colors, and it's unclear whether or not the change in colors has an effect on how much energy his commands cost.
Oh, it doesn't. It doesn't. I can't. That's dumb. That's so dumb. We're like, oh, you picked the green color. That one uses up all five for him to do anything.
Where are you reading this? Where are you reading this?
Our Wingipedia. And they quote the Prima Strategy
Guide.
Of course,
duh, Brian.
All right, okay, I'm just saying, as long as you didn't find your way into like a DK Vine forum, all bets are off at that point.
Oh, no.
This came straight from Game FAQs circa 2005. The most reputable source.
It was, man. All that, yeah. The better the ASCII art, the more legitimate it was.
True.
No, so we have this flame breath now, and we can melt down these ice walls that we've seen a couple of these before, if you were looking. Mm-hmm. Maybe you didn't know that's what they were at the time. They kind of look like spider webs.
Or you shot your flame power up through it, or weren't quite sure where it exploded, but it definitely didn't interact with the door.
No, yeah, you were like trying to use my staff and do all that stuff.
It was weird. I was like, I don't know what just happened, but it definitely didn't do a melting thing like I wanted it to, so I'm just gonna move on.
Right. He can also light this bundle of sticks to, you know, light a little fire, which I did see one of these before. And so now I want to go back to that and see what that gets me. Probably a Baphomodad.
Probably a Baphomodad.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
The thing that I think is ridiculous about this is the fire hurts you and it lasts forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He will just stand there and he'll just be like, fire. And then he'll come over and do that. And it's like, if you're still just standing there, he will just toast you up too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like,
it's hilarious.
I've done it where, like, I think you can, if you start to run past him and don't catch on fire, like, it will trigger him to stop. But I've stood behind him waiting for much longer than, like, other times. Like, for some reason, it was twice the amount of time. I was like, Tricky, what is going on? Why is this taking so long?
Right. But we get some food for this one mammoth. He can get back up. And we can ride him. Very much reminded me of something like Donkey Kong Country, but not nearly as fun. Because you just ride on this thing, and all you really do is you smash open one gate, and that's it. And then if you try to, because it opens up to this area where you have one of those sharp claws behind a, like, you know, a cannon launcher thing, and you see a gate that is kill five enemies or whatever. And so I'm like, okay, so I'm going to smash those snake things that keep coming up out of the ground. And that's going to open this door up here. No, you just have to get off this mammoth now. You've done all you have to do with the mammoth.
Yeah. Well, it was very convenient of them for them to build those kind of like zoo, I don't know, wooden piers in the middle of nowhere. Like, what's that for? Oh, that's for getting on the elephant.
And also put a picture of a mammoth on the top of it as well.
Yeah, right. And then have one immediately stand on the other side of the door.
But we get off of there, and we just basically have to take a roundabout way to get up above on the level of where the cannon is. And then we can fight the, what are they? I always forget the name. Sharp Claws?
Sharp Claws.
We can fight the sharp claw that's up there.
Fart,
we can
fart fight
the
claw.
Sharp.
Fart the sharp.
I'm sober. I was gonna make a drink when we do side quest.
Fight the sharp claw, Jeremy.
All right, here we go. So we can fight the sharp claw, and when we do, we get to take over the cannon. And when they do that, it opens up this little hut that was in the middle, and a bunch of them just start coming out now because they, like, see us. They're just like, wait, that's not Frank up there. Who is that guy? Let's go ahead and wander around in circles until we figure this out.
Yeah, a little bit. While Prince Tricky just kind of stands there. I don't know, wherever you left him, and for me, he was just in the middle of the battlefield. We did skip over that there is some, like, platform jumping because we have to, like, figure out how to get, like, through these different areas. And going back to this game feeling pretty good to control, this is fine, responsive.
I had no problem jumping on these little platforms, which I was dreading. I was like, I'm going to fall off of this. I know I am.
Yeah. I did not feel bad at all. I feel good anytime they ask me to, like, run around with Fox and, you know, ask me to jump across things. It's like, this is good.
But we take
the
all them out. It opens
strength
up the
thing,
gate,
though. Maybe I don't know.
Oh well, yeah. It's like pulling back a rubber band kind of thing, where you're like, you got to pull it back so far to launch at a distance, and you're just holding down to pull back.
But
fine. But
you can barely hold down. That's the thing, is like, if you hold it down at all, it will, like, sail out of the, like,
it goes
the
pretty
map.
Far.
The first
right in this area, you don't
the
use beyond
is the only usable portion.
Yeah, right,
exactly.
And it uses your staff power for no apparent reason.
Okay, like your energy meter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yep.
Yeah, that uses. Yep. They tell you when you Look, first
beware.
Use it. This uses your staff energy meter. That's why there's always a little energy flower next to the cannons.
It's like, don't worry.
It didn't need to.
We plant a tree next to the cannon just in case.
This is just the, God, it's just, yeah, maybe we didn't need to do energy. No, keep the energy on there. Just put a thing where they'll get, they can get energy back.
Well, that means,
wouldn't it be easier just to take the energy off it? No, no, just keep it on. It's fine. It's fine.
Well, does that mean like old cannon, Sharp Claw McGee has to use the same energy power when he's shooting at us?
This, Brian, I'll just say, little tangent. This just reminds me of when we were playing Fallout 76 together, and I was trying to figure out how to get into this house that you built, and so instead I made this huge contraption of stairs that wrapped around it so that I could drop through the ceiling.
Yeah.
Of just being like, we could just move it. And it's just like, no, no. We're going to keep it where it is, and I'm going to build this whole maze that you have to navigate through just to get inside of this house.
I believe those stairs exist to this day. They are just a part of my...
I believe it, yes.
They're a part of my crappy little house. I accepted them, and I use them to enter my house.
Yes. Anyway, when we do that, we get a... We go through the door. We get one of three cogs that we need, and as we go around, mm-hmm. we'll find a couple more cogs.
And get very excited every time.
Every time. But yeah, this is where
Twice.
We have to open up the contraption with our staff. Our staff is a key specifically for these treasure chests. The staff mm-hmm. that fell from the sky from a fox creature that is not from this planet. She just happened to have the key that opens mm-hmm. all of these things.
You're on. Nope. You're yep. Keep going. you this is all true.
we keep going through here. We eventually find another place that's... It's just weird where... You hit this timer, and you have a minute to light up four corners of this torch with Tricky.
Did not understand what they wanted from me in this room. I shot the thing, and timer started, went, that's fun.
So this is where I found out if you...
Go ahead.
Oh, this is where I found out if you issue a find command to Tricky, and he doesn't find anything... It won't let you do other commands. So I was super confused why I couldn't use the fire command, and it was because he was still looking for a secret.
I'm going to find it one day, Fox.
I'm using my sidekick powers. Hold on.
There's something here.
I'm going to find it.
Yeah, well, so the grates around this do have a flame design to them. I don't know if you eventually noticed that, Brian.
They do. That is not how I figured this out.
It's still... Okay, yeah, walk us through it real quick, Brian.
Oh, well, see, I opened up Safari and went to raregamer.uk.co or .co.uk,
fair.
Excuse me.
Fair, all right.
And I was like, what do I do?
The other thing that happens after this that I'm not going to be surprised at all if this is the only time in this whole game this happens, there's a sign that says taking the leap of faith ahead will yield a great reward or something like that. And we just have this glowing pit and a sparkly, but like still like not there bridge across it. And then we get this cutscene of Fox doing a huge leap and then just landing. And he looks back at Tricky and he's like, huh? Whoa. And they're like, yeah, it's actually a bridge. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, this is going to be the only time this happens, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And it's not like they're going to be like, by the way, when you see glowing stuff, you can walk on it.
Well, you can't have two Last Crusade bridges in your game. But they're just like, look.
Right. That's the rule. That was the law of the mid-2000s.
Right. Look, we did the thing. I was like, I knew you were gonna do the thing when I read the sign that said like take a leap of faith, and I was like, okay, so it's gonna be Indiana Jones, and the game was like, yeah, like, but we're really gonna go for it. It's gonna be a whole cutscene. Watch.
With this, we get the dinosaur horn, and that will let us summon our one mammoth friend to a different area. That's all it does so far.
This is a
Again,
different mammoth
not
going to
be surprised. If...
Different
is it a different
friend?
One?
I think so. Yeah.
This mammoth friend does not have armored horns. This is not Grundete.
Oh. Well, no, I know it's not Grundete. That guy's back. That guy's back in the other area. He's not here.
It's not the mammoth this that was... taught Tricky how to use his flames. Is
okay. That's what I was at. The one that fed and then he walked us around.
Yeah.
So we're saying so this is a different mammoth then.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Because I think it comes from out in the blizzard to be like, hey.
Well, I assume that it was still dead anyway, but it's a video game, so they're just like, yeah, he's here now. Don't ask any questions. Why? Be happy that you have the mammoth.
He has Tricky's blinking ability. Tricky, yeah, that was what it was. It was a trade. He's like, look, little one, you can't breathe fire, so teach me how to teleport.
Yes. Here's the trade. No, we go into here, and we have to basically follow a line of those roots that they eat.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where, Brian, you were saying, is it's like the Gerudo Desert, like where instead of following a floating, the wasteland, instead of following an invisible ghost, we are just following food out here. Though in the middle of it, Tricky runs off. And at first I was like, Tricky, what are you doing? He's glitching out. It's weird. Turns out that was intentional.
Don't worry.
He's
fast.
Well, we get to the end, and then Fox is like, Tricky, where are you? And the mammoth is like, well, I could be your sidekick. And all you do is open a door, one door, and that's all you can do with it.
Well, he's like, maybe I can help you until Tricky gets back. And I was like, okay, let's see what your sidekick commands are. Oh, wait, you're not
in
the menu?
Can you breathe fire?
He's like, well, don't worry, he'll just reappear. They always do. Kind of like I did. and I'll just help you for a second. Yeah. But like he makes a big deal about like I'm gonna die if I don't eat these alpine root. And
I'm gonna out here.
So I can explore. Like I'm glad we called you on a horn so that you'll come out and die for us, but I can explore out here as long as I get you food. No exploring. Just follow the straight line. Yeah.
Just go. Just
immediately. Like, I thought that we were going to do something.
We get into here and we get another speeder bike section. We're not chasing after anything.
Two vehicle sections in this game or in this episode.
Yeah. And for some reason, we get to the end and Fox still crashes. And then lands on a conveyor belt with fire spewing out of it, which I'm seeing now that you could have just used the shield through the conveyor belt and that would have blocked all the flames.
Oh.
I spent a lot of time just running against them, just trying to get through it. But I guess you could have shielded yourself the whole time. Oh, well, I'll keep that in mind next time.
We will. Next time. We'll forget that shield button.
No.
There.
Yep. As much as I love those triggers on that GameCube controller, I constantly forget about them. So we get down into here and we can hear Tricky in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
He just keeps going like, somebody help me.
I'm like, I don't know where you are, man.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, man. I'm just going to run around. We'll see.
I'll find you soon.
And, I mean, how was this for you, BC? Like, making your way through this and the fire and the balls and all that stuff.
I think the worst part about this was there's a section where there are alcoves where you can hide from like the rolling ice balls, ice boulders,
but
hiding in those alcoves means you get shot by a cannon. So
is it that you got shot by a cannon? Because I thought I was like not supposed to touch the walls. I thought the walls were
hot. I think the wall is also lava.
Oh, because there's also a cannon shooting at you.
There's also that. Yes. Yeah.
So it's like it would be better to just not go into the alcoves at all.
Just take boulder damage.
Yeah. You're going to take less damage from the boulder. And you can probably avoid the boulder. So
a lot of the times you can. Even that crazy one that was outside earlier that was just careening around the path, it was like, oh, well, it careens the same way every time, so this is easy. I can deal with this.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we eventually get a key, and there are two prison cells, one with Tricky and one with a mammoth that we haven't seen yet. I was like, could I just get the mammoth and then leave Tricky behind? But
well,
no,
I won't
like
fit through the door or something.
Yeah, we pick up Tricky and he goes and says, I ran a head fox and then a sharp claw grabbed me and put me in the cell. And it's like, that all happened so fast. Like, I was on a speeder bike, like flying through here trying to catch up with you. How did all of this happen? Like, they have trap doors like at the Disney parks that just like grab them and then take them down into these cells underground.
Portland.
But yeah, we get through all that, and then with Tricky, we can go and find another key because we get all of his powers back with us too. And that is where we do come across Grunite's daughter, and
Belinda
she
Carlisle.
Was just she was basically just like, "Oh, thanks. Did my father send you?" And Fox was like, "About that."
he breaks
dad,
it down for her real smooth. He's like, "Listen,
he has no problem just being like, yeah, your dad actually didn't care about you at all."
Yeah, we were specifically told to flip you the bird.
Is that Falco? Is that where Falco's been, Brian?
Oh, hey, yeah, you're right.
No, and then she throws a fit and charges through the wall that I'm just like...
You could have done that from the beginning.
That. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we had to go get a key to get you. I guess we needed to get into this she does reveal a crack in the wall that we can have Tricky go through. But, like, yeah, you could have gotten out of here. You didn't need us for this.
Right. Then that takes us to an area that's it's frozen over. And yeah, this is where the actual, yeah, we got through the lava down to the ice below the lava.
Dark ice.
That as makes sense, right?
It doesn't act like ice, so maybe it is dark ice.
Possibly. This was where it was annoying for me because we needed to shoot these stalactites in the ceiling that were like slightly green,
mm-hmm.
but like, I didn't know. Like, I did have to look this up because I'm just like, I know I'm supposed to... There's no ice floating on this water. You can only swim in the water for so long before... Like, not that long at all before you start taking damage.
Oh, yeah.
You can't climb on any of these ledges.
You get wrecked. Slippy will tell you.
Eventually, yeah, Slippy tells me. Because I remember looking up that, too, where I was like, okay, what about this? And then they say something like, you know, oh, shoot the things in the ceiling and
all
that stuff.
Look out, Fox.
I was like, okay. Yeah, just look around your surroundings.
Remember, you can shoot stuff? I guess I do have that power.
You have the ability to look in four directions, thanks to 3D graphics.
Your dad used to shoot the ceiling like that, too.
Yes.
Thanks to my dad's latest invention, you can look around.
But yeah, we get through all that. There's some more... lava stuff. We run back into the mammoth daughter, and she explains, you know, she tells her side of it, where she's just sort of like, yeah, I gave him the stone because he was gonna kill all of us. Mm-hmm. And you know, at least this way it's like I still saved us and everything turned out fine because you saved us too.
Like, look, I'm just gonna stay out of this. I'm a fox who shoots stuff in a plane.
I'm just here to save the planet.
I feel like sending your entire species to slavery in the lava ice mines is tantamount to killing you all. Like, it's the same.
Yeah.
There's not much.
If
there's
you
not
had
much
to
gain.
Split it on a good decision and a bad decision, it'd probably sit on the bad decision. Yeah, we go through another area it's a little weird because you have to carry an exploding barrel up to a part that it's not clear at first. It gives you the barrel and it's like you're supposed to be like, okay, they want me to do something with this barrel, so I guess mm-hmm. I'll take it. But it's not clear exactly at first.
Oh, I knew exactly what I had to do with the barrel and I was like, oh my gosh, this is the worst.
You knew you were going to take it up to a suction cup drone that was going to take it to another level for like
well,
this.
Well, I knew I was
going
to take it up
before.
to the sign, and there's a sign that has like barrel, put barrel here. But
yes, yeah.
But the thing that mess me up is that the button to pick up a barrel is the same button to swing your staff. And guess what happens if you hit a barrel with your staff? It explodes.
So it happens when you get all the way up to the top, which, you know, of course, I figured out what I needed to do because I picked up a bomb and then a barrel immediately ran into me on a very thin spiral walkway. And I was like, oh, well, that's what that's going to have to happen, I guess.
Yeah.
But at the very top, I threw it at the wall and bomb explosion hit above the breakable wall hitbox.
Very annoying. Very, very annoying.
Jeremy, what did you do? How did you get back down?
Oh, I didn't. I knew that there was a chance of that happening because it had happened to me before. And so I am very much aware of the distance I need to be when I'm throwing these barrels at these cracked walls.
Mm.
But I was like, at the time I was like, oh man, I hope one of those guys didn't mess this up because that sucks.
So, fun fact, if you save after you've brought the barrel up to the little platform, and then you reload, the barrel will still be up on the little platform. So I didn't have to go all the way through that whole thing again.
That's okay, was that coincidence? Or did you look up something that hinted that to you?
Oh, no, I just had to
constantly
reload.
Saving.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I once that happened, instead of climbing down all of the ladders, threw myself off of the top.
How much damage you take?
Fox will fall vertically, eventually fall, you know, just go prone
belly
and
first.
Hit the ground, and took one heart. So,
okay.
It's worth good.
It. Yeah.
The next time something went wrong, I just threw myself off again. Because it was like, yeah, one heart, whatever.
I'm going to keep that in mind, too. Yeah, I'm not going to be so scared about the sacrificing a heart to save myself 5 minutes.
Like I said, dude, I was chewing on Baphmedads.
The Baphmedads were quivering where they're just like, oh no, he's gonna do it intentionally.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, whatever.
If
there's a box around, don't worry. I will exhaust all of the Dumbledang pods. But if there's no more boxes in the room, I will still throw myself off of the tallest thing to get down faster.
We get through there and we can make a path into the little warp stone that takes us to the boss. That's boss Galden.
Galden.
I love that they said boss in his name.
Boss. Yes. They just call him boss. It'd be really funny if none of the others had that in there and his first name is just boss.
Hmm. They've been playing a lot
that's,
of Yakuza.
That's Mr. Galden to you. So I had some trouble with this. I had to look this one up because I'm,
dude.
Even though it says hit the enemy in its glowing weak spot, I'm just like, how do I reach its glowing weak spot? It keeps spinning around. Brian, I mean, what was this like for you?
Yeah, it was just a lot of doing what you try to do on a 3D. Big boss creature, you know, like, okay, well, I gotta hit the tail, I guess, so I'm gonna get around to the other side. I'm just gonna keep running around. Just gonna keep running.
I did that and but I gave up. I was like, show me a YouTube video.
What is going on here? no. So yeah, basically I looked up a YouTube video as well to be like, how do I hit this tail? And I guess because anytime I accidentally brought my staff out, I put it away. I was like, this is not helping. I do not need you right now. I will get you when we get to the tail. And apparently I should have had it out from the get-go and used my fire shot.
Which we've never had to do. So, okay, BC, you look shocked by this.
Were you able to fire shoot, hit the tail with your fire shot?
Yeah, so apparently when you are... Well, yeah, when you have your staff out and you are locked on with an enemy, you can hit that fire button and you'll just fire a locked on shot at the enemy.
Yeah, I found that out in the second phase, but in the first phase, okay, I actually had to get behind this thing and hit it in the butt.
Dang. Yeah. How? How'd you get back there?
I don't know. With great effort.
Because you can't roll under him like Ganon.
Yeah, you can't roll under him.
I tried.
Yeah,
eventually, he just moved in a way that I got stuck behind him, and I was able to hit him a couple times.
You had to glitch it. That's the answer. It was a glitch. It wasn't meant to be played that way, apparently, but it worked for BC in this time.
Well, I mean, it seems like it should be possible, because when he does the cutscene where he turns and looks around at you, so it...
Right, but I think the issue is that they're like, well, I don't know. It seems like he does not.
I guess I can interpret
long
that
enough
as being like, ow.
My butt.
The boss battle is jank as all get out. I think
it's not. It's not great.
I died a few times before I finally was like, or no, I ate a Baphomet. That's what it was. I ate a Baphomet and was like, all right, why don't we take a breather and see what the internet has to say about this?
Yeah. After we do some damage, he eats us. And again, I love this. I love the idea. Like, we're like in his stomach, but he's got a uvula and the warp stone that he had in his hand originally when he was. So we see him frozen at first, and we have to get Tricky to thaw him out.
It's just, opening room of Jabba Jabba's belly where we've got tongue and the little pool of stuff. And
it is like a combination of all that stuff. Cause we've got a frozen creature that we have to thaw out to. It swallows us and all of that. But the stone is inside of its uvula somehow. I don't understand that.
I don't know.
But we hit it a couple times and it spits us back out.
Yeah, so you said you didn't know you could lock on and shoot stuff until this part or the second phase of the one once he spit us out.
Once he spit us out and you have to shoot his chest.
Yeah. When I heard that, I envisioned you only using the shooting on the uvula and using your staff for the entirety of the rest of the fight. And I was like, how?
No,
not necessarily so.
I must know.
You can't get... So in the second phase, his weak spot is in his chest, and he's too tall for you to hit it with just the staff physically. Mm-hmm. So you do have to do the range thing. And then if you do that, you can lock on and you can keep shooting, but it doesn't do damage. It doesn't even show, like, it would have been nice if, like, your shot bounced off of him or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
To show that you aren't actually doing damage to them. You have to wait until he does an animation where his chest sort of opens up and, like, sucks things in. And then when you shoot at it, he absorbs the energy and that hurts him.
And then he, like, expels some sort of fluid from the irritation of
you
the
do
fire.
That, like, you do that twice. He swallows you up again. Then we get a longer cutscene where, like, we get a shot at Fox where he goes, uh-oh. And at first I was like, is he going to poop us out this time? Like, no, he's just going to spit us out the same way. Yeah. No, it just was the same thing as the first time.
This were Dinosaur Planet and not Star Fox Adventures, the protagonist of the game definitely would have been out by a dinosaur.
Absolutely. So we get all that. Then we get this long scene where, like, okay, we have the stone now, and then it cuts back to Galdan, and it's just sort of like, dead. And it's like, I was like, is there a third phase? What's going on here? And then it just falls over and dies. I'm like, okay,
yeah,
cool. Then we just do a hard cut to us walking with the mammoth daughter
back to our
ship,
and
they're just like back to our ship
saying, hey,
and then it's all
don't sell your people out to the fascists.
Yeah, thanks, Fox. I won't do that anyway. Here's another heart container. It's not even like we picked up an item. It's mid-conversation. Our UI is just like, you've got an extra heart container now. And it's like, why are you just, we didn't have time to talk about the heart container. So we're just going to go and we're just going to stick it in the middle of this conversation here.
I didn't even know that I got a heart container.
I didn't even
know. Yeah, you did. Exactly. I don't know where we're playing to next.
I was still too busy trying to figure out what I was supposed to do. And yeah.
You're just like, oh, wait, did I win? Okay. For the next episode, get to the Volcano Force Point Temple and insert your spellstone into the slot at the end. You're going to wave it in front of a couple slots multiple times, but until you actually insert it into a podium at the end, you're not actually through the temple. So go do all that. Meet back here, and we'll talk about it on Chat of the Wild.
Gaiden. Dumbledang.
Hang on. I want to try something. Yeah, hang on. Let's see. Look out, Vox. It's Chat of the Wild. No, that's not going to work. Okay.
Yes. Keep it.
We'll keep that at the end. We'll put this at the end.